This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
California could get more leeway to be strict on pollution. I'm David Brancaccio. A global summit to combat climate change, hosted by President Biden, opens today over video. Published reports suggest the administration is aiming to cut U.S. climate gas emissions in half by the end of this decade. Among developments with a shorter time frame, there's word the administration is about to drop a lawsuit against California over its authority to regulate auto emissions. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. Team Trump didn't like California being stricter than the feds. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
California's emission standards are influential throughout the country. For one, 13 other states have adopted the standards, including New York, Pennsylvania, New Jersey.
Take all of them into account, you're up to close to half the entire vehicle market.
Analyst Carl Brower at iccars.com says automakers comply with California's stricter standards for the entire American market. That's because manufacturers want a consistent production process, which can help control costs.
It's very expensive for car makers to have to deal with multiple ways to produce a car for different emission settings.
Car companies have to design and engineer models years in advance. Brett Smith at the Center for Automotive Research says that means companies have to plan for scenarios with even tighter standards.
And probably at the end of the day, think about the most stringent and severe of those.
Smith says automakers are also preparing for tighter fuel economy standards in the next few years. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
There's news the Biden administration is putting a halt to new oil and gas leases on public lands, at least through June, to review how that program contributes to climate change. The White House says 200 million vaccine doses have been administered so far, but focus groups suggest those who haven't gotten a shot yet will be harder to persuade. Now the Biden administration is adding a new tax credit to smooth some friction, lost pay if someone has an appointment during working hours. Marketplace's Nova Safo has that.
In touting the 200 million vaccinations mark, President Biden made this observation yesterday.
As we move into the vaccination campaign focused on working age adults, one concern I've heard from so many Americans is that they can't afford to take the time off to get vaccinated.
The administration's solution is a tax credit for companies with 500 employees or less, the money coming from the latest COVID relief package that Congress passed. The credit will cover the cost of up to 80 hours of time off per worker, that's to get to a vaccination appointment and to recover from any side effects.
Every employee should get paid leave to get a shot, and businesses should know that they can provide it without a hit to their bottom line. There's no excuse for not getting it done.
Employers will qualify for the tax credits through September. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Stocks. Europe is up with the AEX index in Amsterdam, up 0.4%. Stock index futures here are down, minus 0.1% for the S&P and NASDAQ futures. Dow future is little changed. A big Swiss bank is going hat in hand to its investors to raise nearly $2 billion. Credit Suisse lost $4.7 billion in a bet on a company called Archegos that went bust. Swiss stock is down 6% in Zurich. That deadly freeze over the President's Day weekend that killed more than 100 people in Texas and beyond and left millions without power for days also devastated crops in the Texas Rio Grande Valley, fruit and vegetables. Marketplace's Andy Euler is just back from the valley to hear what farmers are saying 2 months after the icing.
You know what's interesting, David, is you're likely to get a different answer from each farmer that you talk to. It just kind of like every tree, when you go to a grove, weathered the storm differently. Yesterday morning, I met Dale Merton in one of his grapefruit groves. Now, he's a grower, and he's also the president of Texas Citrus Mutual, which is basically a trade association for citrus farmers in the state. And when I got there, he was actually talking with the insurance adjusters assigned to his field.
Waiting on them so we can get back to work. Because just like any insurance, you know, whether it's your home or auto or whatever, you know, you got to wait till the adjusters clear you before you can get back in the field. So we're impatiently waiting. What is it going to pay back to keep me alive until I have production? That's the big unknown. And a lot of people might just take the money and bulldoze.
Andy, people think of Florida and California as the big citrus producers in the U.S., but what, Texas annual production is nothing to sneeze at?
That's right. The annual yield in Texas is more than 400 million pounds of grapefruit. And we also have some oranges here, too. Merton told me that about half of this year's grapefruit crop was lost because of the freeze. And he said because of when the freeze hit, most of next year's crop is probably not going to make it either. He actually showed me on his trees little growths that were just sitting there dead. He said the initial number that agricultural economists put on the loss in Texas crops was $600 million. But again, like he was telling me, until all the adjusters get done with their work, that's still just a guess. Merton said he's going to be dealing with the aftermath well into 2022, if not even further.
So this does reverberate into the regional economy, and not in a good way.
That's exactly right. Merton told me that, unfortunately, the reality is he's not in a position to hire anybody to work in his groves until the insurance claims are settled. He said it's always hard to get enough people out in the fields, and he knows he's going to be competing with other farmers for the limited number of workers when the time actually comes to clean out his groves.
Marketplace's Andy Euler, who's just been in the Rio Grande Valley in Texas. Andy, thank you.
You got it, David.
And I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.